This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Ray Collier, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is R-A-Y. Last name is Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R. On April 11th of 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, particularly records from Danville Chiropractic, period. I performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 66-year-old male, height 5'10" tall, weight 220 pounds, period. This evaluation was done on April 11, 2023. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about May 28th of 2021, period. The patient was a driver, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when a semi-truck stopped in front, period. The patient stopped and was rear-ended and pushed into the semi-truck in front of them, period. The patient was driving a 2015 Tahoe SUV, period. The patient's vehicle was struck by an SUV, period. The patient's vehicle was not totaled, but there was substantial damage, period. The patient's head hit the sun visor, and his body was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, head, and bleeding from his head, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing neck pain. As well as right shoulder pain, period. New paragraph. Present day, his neck pain is described as a stabbing type pain, period. He does have diminished range of motion, period. He states that the pain is a constant type pain, period. The pain is worse with turning of his head, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right shoulder area, period. New paragraph. The patient's headaches have since essentially resolved, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain is troublesome, and he is aware that there is diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent pain described as stabbing, period. It occurs approximately 10 hours per day, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the neck, period. New paragraph. Timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that the next day he was seen in Danville at a chiropractic clinic, period. They did testing, and he had adjustments for approximately 8 to 9 months, period. He was released and saw another chiropractor fairly recently, and he had additional adjustments, and he does have more appointments scheduled, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems turning his head, sports, competing with draft horses, yard work, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medication denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes chiropractic treatment, comma, over-the-counter medications and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is non-contributory. New paragraph, past surgical history denies. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured his neck in the past, period. The patient has never injured his right shoulder in the past, period. The patient has not had any prior serious automobile accidents, period. He was involved in one minor automobile accident at age 9, period. The window did cut his head, and it did result with some taping, but no other treatment, period. He did have a work injury with stitches from a fall approximately 3 years ago, period. New paragraph. His occupation is that he owns a logging business with tree trimming, and he does have pain with head movement, period. He has to work at a slower pace, but he still can work full-time, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the records, records from Danville Chiropractic, a sample note from May 28, 2021, states that the patient is being seen today for re-exam and consult due to a motor vehicle collision, period. Chief complaint is headaches, comma, posterior cervical, comma, upper thoracic, comma, right posterior trapezius, comma, right posterior shoulder, comma, mild thoracic and right mid thoracic, dull and aching discomfort, period. Objective, there was moderate muscle spasm in the neck area, comma, left trapezius, comma, upper thoracic, comma, right posterior trapezius, comma, left posterior shoulder, comma, right posterior shoulder, comma, left mid thoracic, comma, mid thoracic and right mid thoracic, period. Mild to moderate muscle spasm in the lumbar, comma, left sacroiliac and right sacroiliac, period. Other abnormalities were noted, and the plan for today's care consisted of 3 to 4 region chiropractic adjustment, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed multiple small circular scars involving the anterior scalp bilaterally. The left was greater than the right, and this was these scars were due to the automobile accident of May of 21, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of thyroid was unremarkable, period. Further examination of the cervical area revealed diminished strength, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area. Cervical flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, extension diminished by 26 degrees. Side bending on the right was diminished by 42 degrees, and on the left by 18 degrees. Rotation on the left diminished by 18 degrees, and on the right by 8 degrees, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed mild tenderness, but there was full range of motion, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was unremarkable, period. Examination of the right shoulder revealed crepitance, heat, and tenderness, period. There was diminished range of motion with diminished extension by 6 degrees, flexion diminished by 46 degrees, abduction diminished by 54 degrees, adduction, ADD, diminished by 4 degrees, external rotation diminished by 30 degrees, and internal rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes to be normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal at 2 over 4 diffusely, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number 2, right cervical radiculopathy. Number 3, right shoulder strain, comma, trauma, and pain. Number 4, cephalgia with head trauma resolved. Number 5, thoracic and lumbar strain and trauma resolved, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of May 28th of 2021, period. There is permanency to the cervical and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph, at this time I am rendering impairment ratings, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA. The patient qualifies for the following impairments, period. In relationship to the cervical region, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 17-2, Class 1, period. In reference to the right shoulder, there is a 5% upper extremity impairment, utilizing Table 15-5, which converts to a 3% whole body, utilizing Table 15-11, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 6% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of May 28th of 2021, period. As a patient ages, he will be more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and right shoulder regions, period. New paragraph. After an extensive independent medical evaluation, I have found that all the treatment that has been outlined above and that he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of May 28, 2021, were all reasonable, comma, medically necessary, comma, an appropriate, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need continuing medications of an over-the-counter nature, an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections in the neck and right shoulder regions and an estimated cost of $3,500, period. Please delete the word additional. Instead of additional injections, let's say he will need injections in the neck and right shoulder. The patient can benefit by more chiropractic treatment at an estimated cost of $1,800, period. I would advise an MRI to the neck region at a cost of $3,000, period. Should that be abnormal, the patient may require surgery, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be appropriate, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me informed consent to perform an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.